awesome morning party.
Get ready, gentlemen. Brace yourselves. This is it.
3, 2, 1.
Good morning.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
April Fool's.
Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah, there
got
you go.
Got you.
Now we don't have to do it.
Got you, Doug.
Oh.
Yeah, got him.
So good. Wow, the show's kicking off and the phone lines are already jammed. What did we do wrong?
Let's go to the phone.
Take it to the phones? Oh, of course.
They hung up.
Hung up. Of patience course. Is a virtue.
Patience is a virtue. If you're going to call, you have to wait for at least 10 minutes.
Of course, I would have to practice what I preach, and I'm not a super patient person.
Patience with the phone.
Yeah. Static.
Morning, guys.
Matthew from Albuquerque.
How are you guys?
Well, we're okay.
Yeah, we're here.
It's Tuesday already? I cannot believe this.
We got some bad news about the morning show.
Yeah.
What's up?
Well, I'm going to have to move back to Nashville, and Mitch is going to come back. But it's looking like Steve-O is going to be transitioning out to a different kind of job.
Yeah.
Ooh, where are you going to be heading, Steve-O?
Nebraska.
Yeah, he's going to Nebraska for an operations position at another radio station.
Yeah.
So that means Mitch is going to take over this. Huh?
By yourself.
Yeah, by yourself, at least for a little bit.
Yeah.
Well, hey, I do know one thing, though. Mitch, you know, she's been working for Stack for a while, and I can tell you, I think she's going to do a great job. You know?
Yeah.
I'll miss you, Steve. I can tell you that. But,
thanks,
hey,
man.
You know what?
You're going to miss me?
Oh, I'm going to miss you guys both. If you guys both can keep in touch with me, what you can do is on Instagram, if you follow me back, I can direct message you on
I'm
that.
Not following you back because you don't even know what my name is, Matthew.
Okay.
It's Mateo, yeah. Of course I know your name, man. I think I followed you the other day on Instagram or something.
I don't think you did. I've been watching for you.
Can we tell?
Hey, guess what, Matthew?
Hey, Matthew.
Yeah.
April Fool's. April Fool's Day.
We're not going anywhere.
Yeah, that's good. And what I said about Mitch, that is true, guys. Mitch has been working here for a while. She's awesome.
No, yeah, man, we got you. April Fool's.
Hey, you know what? I think I have some stuff lined up for some very special people today that are going to get some nice pranks courtesy of, you know, yours truly. You know?
Oh, yeah.
I'm not going to say their names, but, you know, some of you, you're dead. You know, it's called a dead giveaway, but you know.
You know
who you are.
You know who you are.
You hope they
that
don't
day.
Know.
You guys got me big time.
We did. Man, we planned that for so long.
We did.
We were planning that for so long.
At least 10 minutes.
Maybe. Yeah.
Hey, I was going to ask you guys, I just talked to my Bible club about Stack Prom. We just need some information to announce it in the club. So when is this?
It's Friday, April 11th, buddy.
It's coming
Friday,
up.
April 11th.
Yeah,
from what time?
7 to 11.
7 to 11, all right.
Yeah, tickets are available now at mystaticradio.com.
So it should be 11th. All right, how much are the tickets going to be costing?
Well, it depends. If you get your Bible club together, it's cheaper. It's like $15 for groups of 10 or more.
Mm-hmm.
So that's good.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, that is good. I'm just saying.
Ooh, all right. Well, yeah. I'm going to let JT know this morning what's up about the pricing so we can all get everybody together.
Booyah.
That's how you do.
I always do that. You know Sean, right? Steve knows who he is.
Sean, is that your friend?
Yeah, I think he used to call in here. Sean from Albuquerque. Remember him?
Yeah. Mm. Sean and Matthew from Albuquerque.
He actually worked for another radio station here in town.
Really?
He did.
It's in the same building as Buck and Deck.
Are you April Fool's with me right now?
No, I'm not. He actually works there. Hmm. Literally. You know, at first I was surprised. I'm like, wow, you're working for another radio station?
Why wouldn't you work for Static Radio, the best radio station in all of the land?
I know, right, man? He really should. I tried to convince him, but, you know.
Yeah,
hey, it's his life, so.
That's true.
It's his life, and it's now or never. He ain't going to live forever.
Nope.
If only we all could, you know, that would be great. But hey, you know what? There is God, though, and I think he has some amazing stuff planned for our life.
Yeah, there you go.
I like that.
I like that positive
attitude.
Since you have such a positive attitude, can we get you a song request?
Of course. I was going to ask you guys, there's a song I've been hearing at church. It's called Alt Him. I don't know if you guys know what that is. By a Desperation Band.
I don't think we have that one, buddy.
Mm. as a prize. I'll have to see if you guys, maybe you guys can try pulling that into your system. It's a Christian song, so try that. Well, anyways, see about some Amber one this morning, then.
There you go.
All right.
Yes, and this is just going to go out to one of the best ministries that I'm actually serving right now, Sagebrush Community Church. I love working for them. It's the best time of my weekend.
Good.
Everybody's the best there. So shout out to the staff and Kids Planet. You know, thanks to my boss, Charmaine and Dawn. You both are the best.
What?
Yeah, you guys know 2.0, right?
Oh, yeah.
We've met her.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been listening into her show, and hey, she's the best. I can see that. That's my boss's daughter right there.
Amazing. Small world. There you go.
I see how it goes.
Enjoy your bus ride this morning.
Woo! I sure will, Steve. Hey, don't post some April Fool's jokes on Steve if you guys talk to him, please. I mean,
something. We'll
talk to you later.
Bye, buddy.
Bye. Matthew from Albuquerque.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, why? Hello?
Hello.
That's painful.
Aliens.
Gosh. On the way, we got birthdays at 6:45, 6:30. We've got our fun breaking news right now. Some Amberlin on Team Awesome Morning Party.
Damn.
Static.
Welcome back.
Now back to Team Awesome Morning Party on Static Radio.
Turn on the news.
I have a little news flash.
We interrupt for this breaking news.
Breaking news right now, April Fools. April Fools, breaking news.
How do we know what stories today are real?
Doug, we're going to need you to run point on these stories.
Did you April foolproof any of this? No. Okay.
Crap. That was a mini April Fool's joke.
Gosh, this day is so dumb.
Okay, so here's a disclaimer. We don't know what's right and what's wrong. The world has descended into a state of gray morality chaos. And today, we don't know what's real.
Yeah.
So imagine, if you will, you just woke up. Some kind of dangerous apocalypse has happened. You don't know your left from your right. You don't know where the fires came from. You don't know. Was it a comet? Was it a volcano? Did it come from the depths of the hollow earth?
Ooh.
You don't know. All you know is that you're alive and you have to figure things out. And then you happen upon a newspaper or a radio broadcast with me telling you stuff. That's how we feel right now.
Yeah.
And that's how you feel. The setting is set.
Boom.
The table is ready. Come to the table and eat. I present to you the dinner of the apocalypse.
Wow.
Wa-boom. Law and Order SVU. A luxury jeweler is selling a $206,000 iPhone case. Doug, real or fake? April Fools. Yesterday was the Obamacare deadline. April Fools or not? Nobody knows.
Which part?
Someone
the deadline or the actual?
Nobody knows. See? We're living in this world. Post-apocalyptic. Yeah. Comets or something blew up. Everything is on fire.
We saw Mars last night.
That not was pretty April rad. Fools.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
Unless you were April Fools and me.
Yeah, somehow I drew this orange dot in the sky and was like, come look at this orange dot in the sky.
How did you draw that? Was it paint?
Yeah.
Did you use Microsoft Paint?
Yeah, Mario Paint.
Mario Paint.
Yeah. After it took forever because I was busy playing the fly swatter game.
You computer wizard. You're a wizard.
Saw Mars last night.
Someone climbed over the White House fence. Doug, is that real? It's real. Gosh, I don't know if Doug knows if it's real or not. I feel like he just thinks it's real.
Because if it sounds good...
Here's something that's real. The Final Four is set. Everybody's excited about
April 5th.
April 5th.
Saturday.
A surprising new study finds that when the switch to daylight savings time is made, more heart attacks happen. It goes up by an amazing 25%. We talked about this yesterday.
That's real.
That is real. So hopefully if we talked about it on the 31st, that means it's still real today. North and South Korea exchanged shots Monday.
Saw that.
I saw a picture of that. It looked like I was watching Pearl Harbor.
Yeah.
The picture I saw.
But it was real.
Were those like flak bombs or something? I don't know.
Flak bombs?
Do you know what I'm talking about? Okay. Do you remember, I think it was in Saving Private Ryan, or maybe another war movie. It might have been Pearl Harbor. They shoot up. They're called flak something, and they shoot it up and they explode in the air, and it, like, you can't see it. It decreases your visibility. And I think it can harm stuff if it blows up on you. More people know about it than I do. Chelsea Handler says that she's sick and tired of the E! Network and will leave there once her contract expires in a few months. She's reportedly already entertaining several offers for her next job. Never watched her show.
Ever.
Never been interested. She doesn't seem funny to me. Some people think she's funny.
Really?
I think so. April Fools, nobody thinks she's funny. It was announced that there will be spinoffs of the Harry Potter movies.
That's not an April Fool's
That's
joke.
That's not April Fool's, because Warner Brothers needs to make that money, man.
Yeah.
You know it's not April Fool's when it comes down to the green, to the money, not to the pot, Colorado, calm down, to the money.
Just because her name is JK doesn't mean it's an April Fool's joke.
JK!
Thank you.
A Virginia couple won big in the lottery 3 times in 1 month.
What?
We don't know.
Ugh.
We don't know. Frozen has just taken the crown as the top box office winner of all time for animated films.
Yep.
This is real. This was reported over the weekend because I remember telling Steve-O about it. I was like, I really need to see that movie. And he said, I don't want to watch that movie with
you. I really don't want to watch that movie.
And I said, we need to watch it. Ugh. We need to be involved.
It's about princesses and, girls and stuff.
And I said, hey, man, let it go.
Okay.
And I won the argument.
Yep.
No. A big first happened in today's opening day game in Milwaukee.
Oh, yeah.
The Atlanta Braves were playing the Brewers when Ryan Braun hit a slow rolling grounder to third base. Braun was called safe at first, but when the Braves challenged the call, an instant replay found the ump was wrong. The play marks the first time an umpire's on-the-field call has been overturned during baseball's brand-new extended replay era.
Yep.
Previously, only home run calls could be challenged by replay.
Yeah, it was pretty interesting. And it didn't super slow the game down.
See, what you're telling me now is not only can they do replays and change calls in baseball now, but the game is going to last that much longer now that they can do it for every play.
It didn't take that much time.
Woo!
It didn't take that much time. Just saying.
I don't know. I do know this. Hot dog sales are going to go up.
Yeah.
Hot dog, popcorn. It's going to be awesome.
Also, the Angels got worked yesterday.
Oh, my gosh. Tell the people how you feel.
I'm very upset.
April Fools, don't do it. Okay. I'm just kidding. Tell them. It started off great. The Angels were, it was 3-1 or something. And then I went to bed. And then I found out this morning that there was a harrowing defeat.
Ugh.
They lost 10-3.
It was bad.
To the Seattle Supersonics.
It was bad.
They're a basketball team. It was the most interesting game of baseball ever played. The curse is on the Angels! The Angels are cursed, Steve-O!
It was 4-3 going into the ninth inning, and I'm like, we can do this. We can totally... Oh, just kidding. It's 10-3 going into the bottom of the ninth. Let's just
Get it was 4-3 going into the ninth, and then they got... more runs? Wow.
Yeah.
Baseball.
It was bad. Our bullpen is just magnificent.
We
spent all our money on bats.
You guys went on your honeymoon.
Yes, to the World Series.
To the World Series.
Yeah.
But you didn't propose at a baseball game.
No.
Maybe you thought about it.
I did. It's not cheap.
It's not. Getting your face on the kiss cam? Amateur. Proposing to your loved one via a billboard message for everyone to see at the game? That's how the pros do it, ladies and gentlemen.
Nope.
And it can cost a pretty penny. It's opening week across our baseball-loving land, and while spring weather may not be in the air everywhere yet, love can be, Doug.
Ah.
But at what price? The enterprising folks over at swimmingly.com have put together a pretty neat infographic showing the range of prices offered at all 30 MLB team stadiums, including the handful of parks that don't allow for such romantic gestures. It'll cost you anywhere from the bargain price of $39 at a Pittsburgh Pirates game.
Wow, that's it?
All the way up to the granddaddy of marriage packages at $2,500 for a live video proposal at an LA Dodgers game.
Yep. $2,500. I knew that one.
Woo!
Although, that's crazy.
It might seem like a hefty amount, the proceeds go to charity.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Many stadiums offer extra perks, like a commemorative baseball marked with the date. Some packages are quite reasonably priced, like at Miller Park, host of the Milwaukee Brewers. $100 for a single-line message up to 35 characters, or your very own full scoreboard message for $250.
Gosh.
Basic. Gets the message done. Gets it across.
I feel like you got to put more into it than just a scoreboard message thing. Doug, is that how you proposed? Are you sure? You work with the Isotopes.
Doug?
I mean, they didn't, like, hook you up or anything?
We're gonna make you tell the proposal story, Doug. Don't
Intern
be afraid
Doug.
Of it. He's not afraid of it, people. Don't question Doug.
Yeah, try not to.
He is loyal, and he is honest, and he would never April Fool's me. I'm looking at you. Okay. Here's more ammunition in the fight against a Western diet full of chemicals and processed foods. Ready?
Yeah.
According to some new findings presented on Saturday, the American College of Cardiology 2014 Scientific Sessions, the consumption of diet sodas is linked with an increase in heart disease and death related to cardiovascular events. Boom. Diet soda, heart attack.
Wow.
Those who consume 2 or more 12-ounce sodas per day, 2 or more 12-ounce sodas per day compared with a similar group who didn't drink the sodas had a whopping 30% increased chance of experiencing a cardiovascular event like a heart attack and a 50% increased risk of dying from a cardiovascular event over the course of approximately a decade following the study. That's crazy times.
Yeah.
So if you drink 2 or more diet sodas a day, you have a 50% more chance of dying from a heart attack within the next 10 years.
Gosh.
Don't drink diet soda.
Yeah.
And that message is starting to get across because sales of carbonated soft drinks continued to plummet in 2013.
Good.
With the number of cases sold reaching a nearly two-decade low. Last year marked the 9th consecutive year of sales decline, with total sales falling 3% to 8.9 billion cases in 2013. Sales fell 1.2% in 2012, 1% in 2011, according to a Beverage Digest newsletter. One reason for the decline could be a growing awareness of the obesity epidemic in the U.S. and growing health concerns surrounding sugar-sweetened beverages.
Wow.
Mmm. Coffee, people. Nope. That's the way to go.
Sorry. Thought you were saying Coke.
No.
Like, no!
You can, or you could just, what you need, what we need to do.
Or just eat a banana.
No, before.
An apple.
Before they make the stuff into a drink, into a soda, we need to get the powder. We need to get the powder.
Ish.
And we need to smoke it. Okay. We need to smoke the powder.
April Fools!
April Fools! Got you guys!
I was in on that one.
Ha, you guys.
We planned that one 7 seconds ago.
You guys all fell for it. You think you're so smart. You're not. April Fools, you're smart. But we got you.
I hate April Fool's Day. Oh, so much.
I don't think they should do any scientific studies within 2 weeks of April Fool's.
Agreed.
Like, or at least the week before, because the week after, go for it.
Yeah.
But the week before April Fool's, I would not release any conclusive information about anything in any way. I would just say, we're going to present some findings the day after April Fool's.
We want to let you guys know now that we care too much to pull a prank. We had something planned, and then we're like, this is too elaborate. And then everybody else was like, no, you shouldn't do that. And we're like, all right, fine, we won't do
just because we just because it involved
a live chimpanzee.
A live chimpanzee and a bunch of protesters, people get all up in arms and it's weird. And you're like, fine, we just won't do it. Just don't give us the money. Give us the money and we won't do it. Give us the money and we won't do it. And then it's a holdup. It's pretty neat. We had an interesting day yesterday.
We really did.
Hey, you probably heard that you'll find the cheapest airfare on Tuesday. I have heard this. Mr.
Really?
Tim Skipper, he told me. Because we were about to buy tickets to fly out for a House Heroes show. And Donna's going to buy tickets to fly out for her stuff. And he said, wait, Matt. Don't do it today. I think it was like Thursday or something. He said, wait. Buy it on Tuesday. Tuesday night's when they're the cheapest.
Really?
So I waited and the prices didn't change. But according to a new study, that is a myth. So I should have. I wish the study would have come out. So when can you buy the best fares? Let's see. Travel website Hopper monitored ticket prices from the month of January to find that the answer... Awesome. The answer to that for both domestic and international travel is Thursday. Saturday, on the other hand, turns up the most expensive fares for domestic flights, and Sunday is the priciest for international trips. So if you're going to go domestic, don't book your ticket on Saturday unless it's an emergency.
So book it on Thursday.
Book it on Thursday. The price difference, however, wasn't too terrible. This is what I figured. You're looking at about $10 in savings between the best and worst days for domestic and about $25 for international.
All right.
So either way, you're not really going to be saving that much money.
Yeah.
I can't wait to tell Tim that that's a myth. I'm going to say, no, my friend, according to a new study that I read on April Fool's Day, I'm right and you're not. So check it out. It's weird being right. It's weird being right all the time.
All the time.
And being from Mississippi where everyone's kind of stupid. It's weird being right. You're not stupid. None of you are stupid. Except for you dumb ones. Baltimore police officer John Boyer is handsome and heroic. Boyer has become famous online for rescuing felines while on his rounds as an officer. See, he likes cats.
That's cool.
He regularly brings them to a local rescue group, but he also ends up adopting quite a few, four at last count. Now he's a cat man.
Yeah.
It's getting weird. After a photo of him cuddling a stray tabby cat he found went viral, Boyer began getting tons of marriage proposals on a Facebook fan page called I Love John Boyer, which has over 8,000 likes and nearly as many hysterically crazy cat lady fans, as you can probably imagine.
Yeah.
Boyer went on to adopt the cuddly little kitten, whose picture made him viral famous, and it became a spoke stud for Show Your Soft Side, a community group that tries to educate people how tough dudes and cute animals look awesome together. Not in April Fool's.
Especially with that job, he's always in the feline of fire, if you know what I'm saying.
Good grief. Really?
Just came out with that.
No. I feel like Panda would scratch you for that one. She's a cat.
Come on, that was good.
Come on. It wasn't something any of the Muskegon, Michigan firefighters were anxious to do when their boss asked them to rescue a giant python from a burning home Sunday evening.
Okay.
If they would ask me that, I'd have been like, nope. One word answer. No, I'm going to eat some breakfast. But firefighter Scott Himmelsback, who had experience handling the reptiles, reluctantly agreed to go into the two-story smoke-filled house and rescue the six-foot python from its terrarium pit of doom. Himmelsback said the homeowner was asking all the firefighters if anyone would go in and rescue the snake. No one wanted anything to do with it.
Nope!
Nah, man, I'm a Christian. When Himmelsback got to the python, it was trying to crawl up the side of the terrarium and get out. There was a lot of smoke, and he was trapped. Himmelsback knew how to approach the snake by coming up behind its head, picked it up, saved it.
Wow.
I would have felt sorry for it if I would have seen it trying to get out, but I wouldn't have picked it up. I would have been like, can somebody else come do this, please? I want to help, but I'm not going to. That, ladies and gentlemen, is your breaking news, because now it is time.
Is it time for Duck?
I hope so.
Let's see. Time for Duck.
Oh, yeah. It is.
There's that music.
There it is.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you guys doing?
You know, we're here.
Yeah. You guys are here. I won the lottery,
April Fool's. I'm not doing well. I have tons of bills, and I am pretty much going to start over. I'm currently planning to fake my own death, move across the pond to Britain, and work at a dinosaur farm.
April Fool's.
April Fool's. Not April Fool's.
Or is it?
Question.
Find out later on.
April Fool's.
Don't tell anybody.
You can't April Fool's to April Fool's.
Don't tell. You can't fool a fooler.
Today is April 1st, 2014, day 91 of 2014. 274 days remain in the year.
Yeah!
All right, the first birthday this morning, she was in Charlotte's Web. She played Charlotte. And she was in Singing in the Rain.
A spider!
No.
Charlotte was a spider.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But she wasn't a spider herself.
What?
Debbie Reynolds.
Debbie Reynolds!
I didn't know
Debbie
that.
Reynolds.
Oh.
It's beginning 80. To look a lot like Christmas. Everywhere you go.
What a glory.
I say 80. I was off. 80 three. Doug, tell the people.
82.
Ah!
Next up, from Love Story, The Winds of War, Dynasty, The Convoyed, and she was married to Steve McQueen.
I'm shaking it, Doug.
Wait,
Sheryl Crow?
No.
No, dude.
Sorry. Similar voice.
Sheryl Bain.
Allie McGraw.
Allie McGraw. I just made that up.
Who is that?
This is a girl that was, she was in Love Story. She was in...
The Winds of War, Dynasty.
Come on, bro.
Is this Sheryl Crow singing?
Allie McGraw. Yeah.
Okay. I was just making sure. I was like, is there somebody that sounds just like Sheryl Crow that I don't know about?
April Allie Bob! McGraw is 73.
Allie McGraw is 68.
She is 76 years old today.
Well, Steve McQueen. Yeah,
one of the founding members of the Isley Brothers.
Ronald Isley.
Rudolph Isley.
Rudolph.
Sherry Isley. Sherry Isley. She started a family band called Isley.
Rudolph Isley.
Rudolph Isley is 68.
Rudolph Isley is 71.
He is 76 years old today.
Two 76ers.
Ooh.
From the Supreme Court, he was nominated by George W. Bush.
This is it.
Clarence Thomas.
Samuel Alito.
Samuel Alito. Okay, yeah, Supreme Court. I'm going to go,
I thought this was the... What was his name? Samuel Alito?
Yes.
I don't know. I don't watch C-SPAN.
It's not Judge Ito.
Judge Ito. I say this man is 79 years old.
I say he is 64.
Steve-O?
Yeah.
That is correct.
Thanks, buddy. Oh, man.
70 or 64 years old today.
Yes!
Good job.
Steve-O
well
on the board.
On the board. 1-0.
Next up from Saturday Night Live, How I Met Your Mother, 12 Years a Slave, Scrub, and Mad TV.
Seth Meyers.
Nope. Taron Killam.
Taron Killam. Taron Killam was in 12 Years a Slave?
Yes.
No way.
I love that dude. That's funny because he plays Brad Pitt a lot. And he was in a movie with Brad Pitt.
He's funny. Okay.
He is funny.
All right.
35.
34.
He is 32 years old today.
That just makes me sad.
We were in the ballpark.
Next up, from Hugo and Ender's Game.
Oh, that,
the kid that played
Ben
Hugo
Kingsley.
And Ender.
Yes.
No.
Oh, yeah, Ben Kingsley was in both
of those. He was in both of those, wasn't he?
Asa Butterfield.
Ah.
Butterfield?
Butterfield.
16.
That kid today is 15 years old.
He's 17 years old today.
Dang, dude.
He is currently WWE champion and world heavyweight champion.
Cena.
Son of the cowboy, Bob Orton.
Really? Randy Orton is the champ right now?
He's both champions right
now. Really?
Really?
Yes, and he's headlining
my
WrestleMania.
My wife's favorite wrestler.
Yay! He's headlining WrestleMania 30.
Let's get it.
Is John Cena going?
And Batista. No.
Hey, is John Cena
back?
Yeah.
Is John Cena still a thing?
Yes.
Okay, because he's in all the commercials.
I have his shirt. He gave me his shirt.
Is it huge?
It's ginormous. I could wear it.
I just assumed to my ankles. That he's the champion because he's in all their marketing. You know, like all the commercials and everything.
If I shave my head and my beard just right, I look exactly like Randy Orton.
Really?
Yeah.
Minus about 100 pounds.
No, minus an amazing bodybuilder.
Nuh-uh, you look just like him. Everybody, Doug is the most attractive male ever to walk this earth.
Thank you.
And his wife, Shannon, is happy that they're married.
Yeah.
April Fool's.
Nah. Dang, Doug. Dang, dude.
This is his music now?
Yeah.
This music is stupid.
He became the Viper.
What is
this?
No, he's not the Legend Killer
it's
anymore?
Like
no, he's
mud.
The Viper now.
What about RKO? Like, does he still rock the, like...
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Randy Orton.
Randy Orton is 34.
Randy Orton. Wait.
Steve-O.
Oh, my gosh. 34, two-peat. I got two yesterday.
Dude, I'm winning.
He is on it today.
I got
I'm
bad news
it.
For you, though.
I don't
since
lose.
You're getting them right on April Fool's, and they don't count.
Oh. Well, that's okay. The Angels went up 2-0 thanks to a Trout homer. And Trout looks like Randy Orton.
There you go.
And, yeah.
What is this serious music?
I'll lose.
She got famous from Britain's Got Talent.
Boyle.
Yeah, Susan Boyle.
Yeah.
Yeah. Performed in front of the
Boyle.
Queen.
The Boyle.
The Boyle. What was her name?
She has a beautiful voice. Okay.
Yes, Susan Boyle.
Susan Boyle today is... She's 36.
Shut up. Are you serious?
I think she's younger.
Like gray hair.
I think she's younger than she looks.
47.
She could be...
She is 53 years old.
Yeah, okay. Come on.
And the final birthday this morning.
Who was the guy that won American Idol that looked so old and he wasn't that old?
You're talking to the wrong dude.
Do you remember
I only watched The Voice.
The rain is reggae gone. Singer.
Bob Marley.
Jimmy Cliff.
Jimmy Cliff. Inventor of the Cliff Bar. Because you know them reggae dudes always got the munchies.
Hey, man!
That's it, April Fool's.
That's
just a lie. That's just a lie.
Man, I'll never forget. My senior trip was to Jamaica, and we had to get a cab ride from the movie theater back to the hotel. I saw Pearl Harbor in Jamaica. I just thought about that.
Wait, what?
And the cab driver, we sit down in the cab, okay? And that's how he's talking.
Yeah.
No, wait, I'm in the Bahamas, not Jamaica. Jamaica was honeymoon. Bahamas is senior trip. Saw Pearl Harbor in the Bahamas. Guy gets in there. We sit down. Nobody wanted to sit in the passenger seat in the front, so like six of my friends crammed in the back and left me to sit in the front. I was like, fine, I'll do it. So I sit up there. We start going. He's driving kind of crazy because any other country, we're not used to the way they drive.
Right.
And then he's like, yeah, man, in America, you guys like to get crazy. Here we get twisted, man. That dude pulled out a fifth of whiskey.
Oh my
god. From in between the seats and just swigged it right then and then put it back and started driving. And I was like, well, I had a good run. I'm going to die in the Bahamas. Not a lot of people can say that. That's fine. So I don't know.
That is terrifying.
It was terrifying. And he was a terrible driver. I was like, hey man, just slow down a little bit, right? Right? We want to make it back to the hotel. It was rough. Doug, you don't want to experience that.
Cliff is 56.
Jimmy Cliff today is 54 years old.
He is 66 years old today.
No.
On to dates.
Oh, man.
On this day in what year, New Orleans businessman Oliver Pollock created the dollar symbol?
Ooh.
Ooh. 18.
What was his name?
His name was Oliver Pollock.
Yeah, that doesn't help me any.
Well, I'm trying to think. The dollar symbol?
The symbol.
Not necessarily like the...
Sign, symbol, symbol, sign, sign.
1812.
1783.
1778.
Oh, man!
On this day in what year, Samuel Morey patented the internal combustion engine?
Ooh.
1826.
Golly. Wow, almost 100 years off.
On this day in what year, Cincinnati became the first U.S. city to pay firefighters a regular salary?
Nice. Good job, Cincinnati. Natty. Did the Reds win yesterday? Or did they lose to... No, Adam Wainwright got the win. Yeah, they lost to the...
He walked a ton of people, though.
Yeah. So. Okay. First city in America paying firefighters.
What do you think?
1926.
1904.
1853. Wow.
On this day, what year the Wrigley Company was founded in Chicago, Illinois?
Hey.
That gum in that stadium.
Mm-mm. Oh, honey, honey. You are my king.
1872.
And you got me wanting you.
Weird.
Honey. Oh, sugar,
will
sugar.
Will you just guess?
I am singing. Never interrupt me when I'm singing. 1902.
1891.
Ah!
On this day in what year the Royal Air Force was established in Britain?
1912.
1911.
1918.
Ah.
And in typical Canadian fashion, on this day, what year the Royal Canadian Air Force was formed?
1918.
Buddy? 1919.
19, buddy guy.
1924.
Ah.
Yeah. I don't really have any music because this one's kind of a somber one. On this day in what year, Nazi Germany began persecuting Jews with a boycott of Jewish-owned businesses.
Dang, 37.
Dude. 38.
33.
Oh, wow.
We were at it for a while. Yeah,
on this day in what year, soap opera General Hospital debuted.
Ooh. 58.
52.
1963.
Ah! We're getting close, man.
On this day in what year, President Richard Nixon signs the Public Health Cigarette Smoking Act into law, requiring Surgeon General's warning on tobacco products and banning cigarette advertisements on television and radio in the United States.
All right, this is how I'm going to figure this out.
Okay.
Because in Mad Men, they start off as working for Lucky Strike. They're advertising people, and the company works for Lucky Strike. And within the first few seasons, that's when the big backlash to cigarettes happens, and they get the ban. And there's a few episodes about that Surgeon General's warning and where they're going to put it on the
box.
Is
that early 70s? I was going to say 71.
I think it was 68?
1970.
Ah!
On this day in what year, Apple Computer was formed by Steve Jobs.
You should know this. You worked there.
Oh, man.
Don't they make you learn this stuff?
Yeah, I should know this.
Apple Computer.
84.
79.
76.
Dang it. On this day in what year, Sports Illustrated carried a profile of a New York Mets wonder kid named Sid Finch who could throw a baseball 168 miles an hour.
Stop it.
Readers should have recognized an April Fool's joke.
Right.
By the line by line.
What?
It was obviously an April Fool's joke and Sports Illustrated. Nobody got it.
He was out, like, throwing in, like, the middle of Alaska on, like, the cover of the Sports Illustrated.
That's hilarious.
Oh, my gosh.
Well,
obviously it was a simpler time because they believed that. So
a simpler time.
1979.
1981.
1985. Okay.
On this day, one year, a New Jersey man was arrested in a charge which originating the Melissa email virus, which infected more than a million computers worldwide and caused more than $80 million in damage.
95.
93.
1999. And the last one this morning. In an April Fool's Day prank, Google posted a link on its homepage offering consumers free high-speed wireless internet to their home plumbing systems. Codename Dark Porcelain, Google said its toilet internet service provider works with Microsoft's new Windows Vista operating system.
Beautimus.
So Vista. If it was Windows Vista.
When did Vista come out?
I don't remember.
2004?
2007.
Steve-O with the walk-off.
The walk-off win! Oh, you did it!
That three. Is the walk-off.
You got three. Boom!
Today is April Fool's Day. It's National Fun at Work Day.
Good.
It's St. Stupid's Day.
St. Stupid.
It is Sourdough Bread Day, and it is Batman Day.
Batman Day?
Batman, did you say?
Wait, is this the 75th anniversary of the creation of Batman?
Oh, could be.
Because that's
it is
this
75th,
year.
Yeah, 75 years, Batman.
Oh, snap.
Beautiful. Love this song. All right. We got a great show for you today. No pranks. Just fun to be had.
Oh, man.
It is New Music Tuesday coming up in the 8 o'clock hour. We'll be rocking that. 7:30, Caleb from the Mix Game Room and Skate Park will be joining us.
Snap.
Right around the corner, we got some Fireflight, All Sons and Daughters, some Muse, and more of Team Awesome Morning Party.
No.
Static.
Happy April Fool's Day, Team Awesome Morning Party. You got owned. Love Afternoons with Celeste. And now, listeners, here's your traffic report. In slow motion sound.
I want to fight her. I want to fight her to the doom. I want to fight her!
She's smarter than all of us.
Gosh, she's so great! Makes me so mad!
If you want to know who the most professional person at this station is, it's Celeste.
That just happened!
That happened. That was good. That was a good joke. Celeste, thank you.
Celeste,
I hope you heard it.
I will find you.
Is she in school
today? Since you work here, it will be sooner rather than later.
Are we gonna? Our phone.
We don't have another traffic bumper. That's all I have today.
That's okay.
We're gonna have to hear that stupid thing like 8 times.
That's fine.
Oh.
Right now, there's not a lot going on. There's traffic backed up around Paseo and 25. That's your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch.
I'm never doing traffic again. I've been bested by a female.
4001 Osuna Road Northeast on the Calvary campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669.
I'm having a crisis of faith right now.
I seriously thought that our sound card was freaking out.
It sounded so good. It sounded so good. I'm having a crisis of faith because most evangelical leaders have told me that women's brains are smaller, and now I don't know what to think.
Why didn't we prepare something? All yesterday was like, oh, April Fools, we're not even going to do April Fools.
Yeah.
I don't even like April Fools.
We're adults. We don't care anymore.
April Fools. Ugh, Celeste.
Now we feel stupid because she got us.
Shout out and kudos to our drive time girl, Celeste. Yeah.
If you're not listening in the afternoon, you are missing out.
Yeah, 2 to 6 p.m. That was pretty genius.
That was excellent.
Ah!
She got us. You did it, Celeste. You did it.
Speaking of getting us, we were April Fooled on Sunday when my tire was like, I'm going to be a tire. April Fools! I'm going to explode on Paseo.
Boom!
With my son in the back seat.
Mm.
I will say yesterday I had to go take care of it. I had to go take care of my tires and it looked pretty bad. The guy was staring at him going, dude, because it looked like NASCAR.
Yeah.
They were like, there was none tread to be had.
It was rough.
It was bad.
Because when the one tire blew, we got out and we looked at all of them and I was like,
whoa,
when's the last time you changed your tires? And he was like, I've never changed them. How are you alive? Oh boy, here's never rotated or changed his tires ever on this car for the past four or 5 years.
Come on. I'm not like, you know, road tire car guy.
I know you're not, and neither am I, of course, but one of the biggest lessons I've learned, I guess from traveling so much, you gotta wash those tires, man.
Yeah, I learned the hard way yesterday. I went to a tire shop over, you know, Coors Montano area.
I cannot believe that she did the traffic.
I can't either. That's awesome. I'm still in shock. So this dude, Luke. He was cool because his name's Luke, and I have that tattooed on my right hand. So he's like, you have your name tattooed. My name tattooed on your hand. I'm like, yeah, it's my kid.
Yeah, I knew I was going to meet you.
Yeah, that means you're going to give me a discount, tire.
Shout out to Luke, man.
Yeah, he was really cool. Except he goes, all right, man, we're going to help you out because... You know, I told him about Dave Ramsey, and I'm like, I don't have credit cards, bro. I don't have credit cards. Well, you have an all-wheel drive, so you have to buy four tires.
You can't just
buy, one tire and have, like, three really bad tires. So I was like, all right, I'll buy tires.
That stinks. That stinks.
He's like, but we have a trade-in program. So we'll go look at your tires. We can see how much they're worth, and we can trade them in towards the price of your tires. I'm like, oh, this is great. And then he goes out there, and he goes,
Well, here's the thing, bud. Here's the thing.
Yeah, those tires are worth negative
money.
Yo,
tires is all gone!
Yeah, my tires were so bad, they couldn't even, like, remanufacture them. It was like, nope, those are going to tire purgatory. They're done.
Man.
Yeah, they did not pass go. I did not collect $200.
No, you didn't. In fact, you had to pay up.
Oh,
hey,
but that's okay.
I want to do a contest right now. We're going to give away a prize. If someone will call in, I have a contest for you.
Really?
I do.
All right, 505-338-3700. And,
it is April Fool's.
It is April Fool's. It's Tuesday. We just got pranked by Celeste, our afternoon girl.
How do you mess with somebody who's so professional at their pranks?
I know. It makes me so mad.
It's the ginger blood inside of her. It allows her to get away with things that normal humans cannot.
505-338-3700. It's 505-338-3700. Yeah, I did have to get all my tires replaced on my car, but Luke was a rad dude.
He did.
Thanks to Luke.
Today's number of the day.
Ooh!
Is 112,000. That's it.
112,000 avalanches that happen annually.
No. But.
Pores on your forehead.
Maybe. Aside from the number of the day.
Yeah.
I want to give a prize away, so give me a call.
All right, 505-338-3700. Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. Do I qualify?
You qualify.
You
to
do.
Win a prize.
You just won.
The April chance Fools. To play.
Gosh, was, April Fools, you ain't win nothing, girl.
But we do have a game for you.
Yeah, we do have a game.
Okay.
And we have like a gift card to Parchments.
Yeah, we do.
So we'll give you a little gift card to Parchments.
Bookstore on our campus here, which is pretty rad.
You live in the Albuquerque area?
I don't. I actually live in Las Vegas, but I will be moving up there this summer.
Las Vegas, New Mexico?
Yes.
I went to West Las Vegas.
Seriously?
Yeah.
You did.
Yeah. How did you turn out so well?
Well, now, that's the thing. That's the miracle of radio, my friend. Because
Jesus.
It sounds awesome.
It. Jesus. That's all I mean, that's my only
the Lord.
Hope. Because, yeah. No, yeah.
Well,
it was.
I didn't grow up here. I grew up in Espanola, but
okay.
I'm here for college. I attend Highland.
Oh, Highland. Good job.
Yeah. And the other day I was in Walmart, and I'm overhearing this conversation between this young little boy and his, I don't know, cousin or whatever, and he was arguing that he would not go to West Las Vegas because people that go there, they're a mess. And
yeah.
He was going to go to Robertson. I was like, gee whiz.
Wow. Yeah, it was pretty bad. It was even better being, like, the sole white kid in the school. So I'll tell you what. I didn't get in fights every day. Yeah.
Man,
yeah.
Oh, man. Well, what's your name?
Esther.
All right, Esther. You ready to play a game?
Esther, you have a biblical name.
Mm. I do.
Okay. I have a little list here.
All right.
Okay.
I want to see if you can do this.
We believe in you.
We believe in you, okay?
All right.
It's not going to be easy. I want you to try to guess the state that gets the most, or the state that has the drivers who has, they get the most speeding tickets.
What state has the most drivers with the absolute worst driving records? The most speeding tickets.
The most speeding tickets.
Name the state.
I would say California. Just because my boyfriend's from there and I've gone there before and...
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right, and the answer?
Not California.
Not California.
Aww.
Oh, man, but I will tell you this, California is number four.
Okay, California number four. All right.
So your logic was, it was going in the right direction.
It was, yeah.
Well, I am excited to hear what the answer is.
So. Right on. Thanks, Esther.
Thank you for calling.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
All right.
Anybody
505-338-3700, the phone number. Static.
Hey, guys.
Hello.
Which state?
Chris Calvin from Hobbs.
From Hobbs. Miss you, buddy.
Miss you too, guys. Hey, what was the number of the day? What was the number?
112,000.
112,000.
Is it the number of fake proposals that happened today?
No.
Oh, that's
no.
a good one.
That is a great guess, but no.
Good guess.
Oh.
Okay. All right, you want to try and win something?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. We just need you to tell us.
Yeah, which state has the drivers that get the most speeding tickets?
Florida.
Oh.
Totally got it wrong.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, that is.
Florida's not even top 10.
Wow.
Ouch.
I'm surprised by that, too, because Florida.
Why? It's a bunch of old people driving the speed limit.
Florida people don't care.
Yeah.
They do not care. They're like, well, I'm going to Disney World. Get out of the way. Nuts.
Thanks for the call, Calvin.
Yeah, talk to you guys later.
Right, bye, bud.
Calvin from Hobbs. 505-338-3700, the phone number. That's 505-338-3700. If you can tell us what state has the drivers with the most speeding tickets.
You want to take a guess?
I figured it has to be a big state. Texas?
Texas is number five.
Number five! Ah! Static!
Hello?
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Fernando.
Texas.
That's what I just said.
He said it, and Texas is number five.
Number five.
Number five.
Number five. That was my guess, too.
Guess what?
What?
April 4th.
I'm calling from a porta potty.
Stop
Mom
it.
Mom, Fernando, we both know you've never been in a porta potty.
That was the oddest April Fools. We love you, Mom Fernando.
Bye.
Bye. She is so
That's awesome. What she thought of on the fly.
Static. Hello.
Hello.
Hey. Arizona.
Arizona.
Oh,
huh?
My gosh. I'm happy to report that no, Arizona is not even in the top 10.
Really?
Yeah.
All right.
Surprised.
Thanks for the call. 505-338-3700. Static.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Is it New Mexico?
I didn't even think to pick our state. Is
you
it?
You should have thought about it.
Huh?
Yeah.
Huh?
That's not New Mexico. I'm sorry.
Okay. Are we on the top 10?
No, thank New you. Mexico's not even in the top 10.
Good. 505-338-3700, the phone number, trying to give away a gift card to Parchments.
In fact, there's only one new state that's in the top 10.
Okay. Static.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. It's Colorado.
Oh, my goodness.
Huh?
Oh, my goodness. It's not Colorado. Wow.
All right.
No, look, in Thanks. Colorado, you have to be an excellent driver because of the mountains. You have to be, like, on point.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, but
I don't know. Mm-hmm. People from New Mexico always say that Colorado drivers are bad drivers.
Yeah, that's because nobody here in New Mexico can drive.
That's true. That's why I thought maybe New Mexico, but...
I got over here and was like, what is everybody doing?
Yeah.
All right. Have a good day.
You too. Is it Mississippi?
No, Mississippi's not there. Dude, things move too slow in Mississippi. You could be a horrible driver and you're like, oh my gosh! And you look down and you're going 45 miles an hour.
What was the state that you said had the worst interstates? Arkansas? No, what did you say? Alabama.
It was Arkansas. But
Arkansas?
Oklahoma.
Ah, blah, blah. Oklahoma?
It's not in there.
Ah! Static!
Yeah.
I have the answer for your question.
Okay.
Do you have it or does Google have it?
Nah.
Okay.
Yeah, is it Ohio?
Okay. Yes, it's Ohio.
Oh, yes.
Oh. Hey, guess what? Guess what?
Very good applause.
I think you Googled it. Was it your buddy sitting beside you?
Hang on the line.
You Googlers out there.
You Googler.
You know what I wish? I wish for one day, I wish Google for April Fool's Day would not work. I wish Google would send, if I was the master of Google or whatever, on April Fool's Day, you would get the wrong thing every time you look something up.
That would be awesome.
Change all the facts or just redirect you to some random...
You're like, figure it out, Einstein.
Go find an encyclopedia.
Coming up here in just a few, we're going to have Caleb from the Mixed Game Room and Skate Park to get you there. So save me. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now,
Static.
Good morning.
Good morning!
Team Awesome Morning Party. Making your morning a little more awesomer. Ist. A little more awesomest.
April Fool's Day. We're gonna find you.
Yeah, Celeste.
We're already somewhere behind you. Stalking you.
Coming up. 2 to 6. Our afternoon drive time girl. Her name's Celeste. She got us pretty good this morning. I'm still reeling from it because my traffic bumper sucks now.
It's an excellent prank.
It is.
I thought
the sound card broke, basically, on her computer.
What a great job. Mitch do anything? Oh, no.
She wasn't here yesterday. Remember, Doug filled in for her.
Yeah, but she has her ways.
Yeah, doubt it. Joining us in studio... our boy Caleb from the Mixed Game Room and Skate Park. Welcome to the show.
Interesting.
Oh.
Hey, man, I'm stoked to be here again.
It's good to have you here again.
It's been a whole
week. I know.
A lot has happened in a week, though. You know, it's kind of crazy how much stuff could go down in 1 week.
Well, yeah, we actually went and visited the Mixed Game Room and Skate Park last week.
Yeah, you got a little sneak peek for sure.
It looks awesome.
Yeah,
it looks awesome.
We won't ruin anything.
Don't.
Okay.
You know, so we were planning on opening the 12th. Not gonna happen.
Dude. Shut up.
The virtual reality room is incredible.
Is this an April Fool's prank?
Yeah, April Fool's.
I was gonna throw something at you. Gosh!
I know. Actually, you know what's kind of interesting? we when I was in the one of our meetings on when we're going to open, April 1st came up as one of the days to reopen, which is a Tuesday. It's a skate ministry night, typically. And then I was like, man, nobody would show up because they would totally think it's an April Fool's. I think we tried to, we set like three different reopening dates, but, you know, good things come to those who wait. And, and it's coming along, you know, and just in the last week, we've gotten like a lot of the little details pulled together. We lined up our outdoor canopy welding that we got going on. We got lighting, hopefully, crossing my fingers, going in this week. And those are the little... Oh, we got our furniture in, which
is nice. That's good. Furniture's always good. Okay.
New furniture. So things are coming along. I'm pretty confident that by the 12th, it's just going to be an epic day of hanging out and just breaking it in, really. You know?
Yeah.
So we're pretty amped.
Walking over there, checking everything out. The digs look good, and it looks like a pretty chill place.
Oh, it's going
to
be...
It just looks like a rad place to hang out.
Yeah.
I love it.
And you just said it perfect. You know, the skate park has always been known as Calvary Skate Park, and it'll always be Calvary Skate Park.
CSP,
you know?
Bruh!
CSP. But over the years, it's way more dynamic, and especially now, you know. Yeah. So we're super excited to just invite the youth community. Whether you skate or don't skate, you just want a cool place to chill, get away with from the parents, you know.
Yeah.
Play video games, hang out with friends. There's food, which is always a good thing.
Food is good.
So I couldn't be more excited.
Yeah.
It's taken way longer than I had first anticipated, but I think the wait is well worth it.
Yeah, April 12th, grand opening.
Yep, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Come on by, catch the vision, check out the new.
It's a Saturday.
Yeah, it's a Saturday. I mean, everybody has the day off, and it'll be a beautiful day. And then really excited, too, about the following Tuesday, which would be the 15th, we're going to start up skate ministry again.
Yes,
and,
dude.
For me, that's my heart.
Yeah.
You know, that's why I started here in the first place was for the skate culture and the skate community because I skate.
Talk a little bit about that for those that, you know, you've been MIA for a while here because you've been busy building or revamping the skate park and the skate shop and everything that's going on over there. So talk a little bit about the mix and the vision and what we can expect the spring and summer.
Oh, man. We're going to be open every day of the week, Monday through Saturday, minus Sunday. We do have, like, abbreviated hours, I guess. So definitely have to check online and see our schedule on there. It'll be on Facebook, too.
Okay.
It'll be up and running. The vision really is a youth center. I mean, that's what it is. It's a place for youth of all ages, young and old, to come and chill, hang out. I consider it kind of like a safe haven environment in the sense that it's positive, it's productive, it's drug-free, it's encouraging, there's activities for kids to participate in with one another. It's also staffed, you know, by young adults who, you know, really have a heart to just not only be an example, but share Christ through their lives. And that's really what the mix opens up to as far as a ministry end is personal one-on-one evangelism.
You got some servants over there, man.
Oh, I'm so blessed with my guys. Yeah. Josh and Austin, shout out to you boys. I love you because they're going through the school ministry. Yeah. And over the last 5 years, I've had Celeste worked for me at one time, you know what I mean? And she was awesome. So it's definitely a ministry platform, launching platform for young adults to apply ministry. But I mean, really, we just build relations. I mean, we did an outreach last Tuesday, I think, when the Colorado guys came through.
Okay.
And we did our typical outreach where we go skate, hang out with the kids, we barbecue hot dogs and chill and fellowship. And we got to pray with a number of kids out there. It was exciting. They haven't seen us in forever. We got to catch up with them. And it just really reminded me that the mix has a pretty big impact on the skate community specifically, but also on the youth community. So, you know, we just love to have fun and keep it real and keep it honest and just enjoy life, you know?
Yeah, man.
So it's a really great environment. I always challenge parents, you know, who have middle school, high school kids, and to bring them on by, check it out. You're welcome to stay, too, as a parent and hang out. It's nothing weird there, and I think it's great. So that's kind of the vision of the mix. We got skate ministry starting up right when we open up.
Yeah.
Like, You know, we're going to be closed on Sunday. Monday we open for a few hours, and then Tuesday skate ministry.
Tell us a little bit about skate ministry. What's going down there? You know,
yeah, for sure. Skate ministry is essentially just a small Bible study that I teach, but it's for any kid to come and hang out and check it out. So, we just break it down around 7 p.m. We bring everybody in, usually do a little worship, do a little teaching on the Bible. It's very open. You know, we get a lot of questions and engagement from the kids and stuff. So, I mean, initially it was a lot of skaters, and it still is. I mean, the skate ministry, we call it. That's our ministry platform for the skate park on campus that we do. But it's crazy. So many other kids come and that don't even skate, that just want to be a part of that little subculture too. So
it's a rad little community, man.
So we got that, and that's every Tuesday from 6 to 9.
Okay.
So you could come and skate, hang out for an hour,
or play video games,
play pool, ping pong, foosball, whatever. And then at 7, like I said, we bring them in, we do Bible study, and it's usually around 45 minutes an hour, and then we hang out for another hour. So it's very social. I mean, it's not like church where you just show up, listen to a sermon, and bounce out, you know?
Yeah.
So it's a little more dynamic.
Building relationships.
Yeah.
I love it.
It's a ton of fun, and this summer we got a full lineup. I could probably talk more about it next week, because I don't even know everything we're doing.
Yeah.
Right offhand, but I know one thing. Oh, another thing we're starting right off the bat too is girls only.
Okay.
It's the last Thursday of every month from, I think, 6:30 to 8:30 or 6 to 8:30. But it's only girls. We kick out all the dudes. The girl leaders come in and, like, decorate the place and transform it into this, like, crazy girl environment. But it's really cool. We've seen a lot of fruit from that ministry. You know, girls from the church inviting girls from their school to come and hang out and check it out. They do a small Bible study, probably 15 minutes, and then they do an activity, and then they hang out and just chill. So we got that rocking and rolling right when we open up to this month in April, the last Thursday in April.
There you go. Details, we always have them here, mystaticradio.com. Of course, themixabq.org. Find all the details for that.
We got a new little silly video on our main homepage.
There you go.
So, we'll try to do more videos.
There
that
you
was
go.
Fun. That was a fun little thing.
You going to be here with us every Tuesday?
Every Tuesday, as much as I can, yeah.
Okay.
I love coming in.
I know. I love kicking it and just talking about what's going on over there, because...
I know.
From Calvary Skate Park to the Mix Game Room and Skate Park, it's grown leaps and bounds. I can't wait for the reopening. When we went over there, we were both, like, floored.
I was genuinely impressed. Like, whoa, they have been doing stuff.
Yeah, amazing in there.
And you haven't even seen anything yet. Wait till all the rest of the pieces come in.
That's awesome.
Sick, so.
Yeah, it'll be good.
It looks. It really looked like, oh man, this would be a cool place to just come and just hang out.
Yeah, yeah.
Which that says a lot for all the stuff you guys have done.
Oh yeah, I've talked with a lot of parents, and you know, and they're like, man, if I only had something like this when I was a kid.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm like, well, now, you know, you're blessed. Your kids get a benefit from it.
We've been bringing our own lunches, so we're just going to start going over there and kicking it
for
lunch there so we can get away from here.
Heck yeah.
Love
this is the worst place.
You guys can literally come and play video games and show the kids what's up.
Do you not me.
Oh,
I could make the kids feel better about themselves.
That's true.
Do you guys want to come over here and, like, fix the studio up?
I know,
maybe,
man. Come on.
Add a little bit.
Remodel our studio.
Add a little bit of flavor.
You guys did such a good job over there.
Oh, we could add some flavor in here.
Yeah.
April 12th, the relaunch of the Mix Game Room and Skate Park from 10 to 6.
Yeah, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m.
There
come visit us. Come say what up. We'd
all
love
right.
to see you.
TheMixABQ.org. We posted all the details at our Facebook page as well. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Cannot wait for that. It's going to be rad. We have to take a quick look at traffic, but I don't want to press the traffic button because I'm still angry about what happened this morning.
Let me make the noise then. You ready?
No, we got
to... traffic. Do the... Caleb, you go...
Can you beatbox?
Yeah. What? I'm Mateo, and I'm here to say I'm going to read you the traffic like I do every day. There's nothing going on except for at Paseo del Norte.
Okay,
we got construction. They're building a bridge. What you going to do? You can't make a switch because there's roads everywhere and there's cars everywhere. Get off your phone. Did you wear underwear today? I was going to go with the underwear, and then it was a direct rhyme, so I felt like I needed to stop. There's nothing going on. It's getting a little backed up 40 eastbound before you get to the big eye.
Okay.
And, of course, the construction at I-25
and Paseo Don Norte.
And there you go.
That's it.
All right. Traffic brought to you by Solomon Sports, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast. It's on the Calvary campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669. Don't forget, April 11th, it is our prom. Tickets are available now at mystaticradio.com.
Guys, quit dawdling and get your prom tickets.
Yeah.
I'm not going to shut up about it until you get your prom ticket.
Groups of 10 or more, you get a discount, so be there. Hey, we also got our share-a-thon coming up at the end of the
yes.
month.
Yes.
Details on that here in about 9 seconds from me.
What?
Yeah, it's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static.
Happy April Fool's Day, Team Awesome Morning Party. You got owned. Love Afternoons with Celeste. And now, listeners, here's your traffic report. In slow motion sound.
She sounds like... She sounds like the narration on a Disney ride at Walt Disney World.
Celeste Mitchell!
It sounds so good!
Afternoons
this is stupid!
With Celeste, 2 to 6. I want to fight her!
We can't.
I thought the sound card went out, I really did.
I know. Earlier, we played when we did our first traffic break. It shocked us. We thought something was horribly wrong, and then there's Celeste.
And that's my only traffic bumper, so I don't have the correct one today.
And I tried to rap while ago, and I couldn't do it without saying bad words.
We even talked yesterday about how we're not doing April Fool's pranks.
Yep.
Frustrating. This day's
frustrating.
Stupid.
Frustrating! Anyway, let's look at some traffic. We do have construction I-25 in Paseo. And if you are eastbound on Paseo, I'm sorry, friend. You're going to be there for a while. It looks like it's down to 11 miles an hour when you get to Jefferson. So good luck. Before that, there's an accident. The left lane is blocked Paseo del Norte east at the river. So both sides of Paseo, between like Coors and or Unser and 25, you're gridlocked. Maybe not gridlocked, but you're moving. Slow going. Also, an accident to report I-40 west at Wantabo Boulevard, exit 166. And that's your look at traffic. Typical morning drive traffic. So be careful out there. Don't text and drive. Pay attention to what you're doing. Laugh at us.
There you go.
Because we're getting pranked all day long.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road, Northeast on the Calvary campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669.
Just turned off so abruptly.
2 to 6, Celeste. She's pretty brilliant. Makes me mad.
She thinks she's so cool.
All right, are we ready to kick into our segment?
I say we do it in celebration of April Fool's Day.
This one better be correct.
It's the time.
Time for
New Music Tuesday.
You need to listen to this.
Well, at least that one was right.
Yeah, for real.
Gosh.
We can't trust any of the buttons anymore. Very smart on behalf of the afternoon gal.
It is New Music Tuesday, your chance to rate all of the new music. We have a ton of brand new stuff this week.
We do.
You know, we get a lot of submissions week in and week out, and we keep some of them out. We don't, you know, this week we thought, let's just go for it.
Let's do it.
Let's play everything that we're given this week. We really want to hook you guys up with music. We have 13 new tracks this week.
13? Yeah, because we try to space them out week to week. So that we're not jamming the airwaves
right.
with all this brand new music all at one time. But today it was kind of like, well, let's just pull out all the stuff.
Well, speaking of new, Stryper this last year released a brand new record.
Yeah.
And we actually played a track from it.
We did.
And in typical, hey, let's do that to fashion, Guardian released a track.
Guardian!
And we got it and we're like, okay.
Okay.
So, tell us what you think. Brand new music from Guardian. The song is called Paranoia Kills. And, yeah, it's New Music Tuesday. Dig it, bury it. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
No.
Static. Paranoia Kills! Well, that's Guardian. Well, that's how that works.
Booyah, let's see what the people have to say.
That was Guardian.
That was
Guardian has a new song.
That was like Guardian. That was for real.
Yeah, for real Williams.
That was like Guardian. For real Williams. Oh, I see what you did there.
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Dig it, bury it, tell us what you think.
Let's see what the people say. Sorry, guys, our computer's being. Patty says, paranoia kills my brain cells. However, there is a time and a place for this song. but not a static.
Ah.
Oh, thank you, Patty. Corey says, Barry, dear God, so cheesy. He prayed for it. Carly says, no, thank you. TJ says, this isn't hardcore enough, but I guess it's close enough. Give me metal. All
right.
Oh, my goodness. Matt put up a cartoon. What does that say?
He's going to be so good at...
I'm going to be so good at hugging. That's funny. Thebe says, if this doesn't go into rotation, there will be severe consequences.
Save it for bacon radio.
Save it for bacon, man. Sean says, auto dig, add to the rotation.
Well, who said it wasn't metal enough?
TJ.
All right, well, TJ, for you, what about this one?
Yeah.
Okay, there you go. This one going out to TJ. Dig it, bury it, facebook.com/mystaticradio. The band is called Love Like Gravity.
Woo.
The song is Slave.
Slave.
And this is your playlist, picked by Nashville.
There it is.
Tell us what you think about it. Dig it or bury it, facebook.com/mystaticradio. It's Team Austin Morning Party.
Now!
Static. Love Like Gravity.
Oh, it pulls you down.
The song's called Slave.
Pulls you down and holds you there.
Dig it or bury it, facebook.com/mystaticradio. Tell us what you think. That one going out to TJ. Complained that there wasn't enough metal.
Thief says, dude, has a skillet feel. So rad. Best NMT ever. Keep bringing the rock. Matt says, it makes me sad that metal has such a terrible negative stigma to it. But dig. I guess we'll have to take what we can get. Bill Peterson says, oh, yippee. It's like some of these people. Is this playlist a big April Fool's joke, or will there be banjos this morning? By the way, you can bury this one. Thanks. Whoa. Okay.
Yeah.
Corey says, it's fine, I guess. Wouldn't add it to my library. Decent production value. Agree.
Okay.
The production wasn't bad. Patty says, I feel like they're holding back the rock, and they are secretly a pop rock band. Barry.
Wow. Did somebody say Skillet?
Yeah, somebody said Skillet. It was our boy from Bacon Radio, Thebes.
What do you know, Thebes? This one's going out to you then, buddy.
Dedicated to you.
Dig it or bury it, facebook.com/mystaticradio. Got a brand new track from Skillet.
Yep.
Song's called Not Gonna Die. Tell us what you think about it. Dig it, bury it, facebook.com/mystaticradio. It's Team Austin Morning Party.
No!
Static! Skillet!
Promised you guys I'd never die.
Not Gonna Die. Dig it, bury it, facebook.com/mystaticradio. What did the people say?
The real question is, when is John Cooper's voice going to go out?
Oh, man. I feel like it already has.
How
hasn't
do you,
it?
How
he
do
have
you
to have
sing?
Surgery on his vocal cords?
Probably. Well, but most people do. But how do you sing like that for so long every night? It's almost like they... Nope. Let's see. TJ says, I love the direction you guys are taking, Static. It's about time you hop on the Air One bandwagon. Thanks, man. Skillet lost me at Alien Youth, says Jeff. They need to either break new ground or go back in time to 1999. That's a Barry, by the way.
Hmm.
Thieves says, 3 for 3! The only problem I have with this one is that I want more of the girls' voices. So melodic. Always a winner with me. Purchased.
Nice.
Corey said, I hate you, Static Radio. Bury me alive to make it better. Good grief. Jeremy says, auto dig. Travo says, good night and good luck. Skillet. Carly says, best so far, but I'm hoping the direction in the new tunes changes soon. Well, for you, Carly.
Obviously, you guys figured it out.
Yeah, whatever.
That's what we got sent from Nashville, but we wanted to change it up. You know, it is April 1st, A1.
It kind
of worked, you know, okay. All right, fine. All right, moving on. Some real music. Bread of Stone. The song is called Goodbye World. Dig it, bury it. Facebook.com/mystaticradio. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static.
That was Bread that was Goodbye World by Bread of Stone.
Bread of Stone, Goodbye World. Tell us what you think. Dig it, bury it, facebook.com/mystaticradio. What do we got?
Corey says, dig, kinda, yeah, maybe? Question mark?
Hmm.
Lisa says, yay for the boys from Iowa.
Oh, cool.
TJ says, I think the words he's looking for are, hello world, I'm your new favorite. Jed says, what, no Cutlass? Michael says, ball, Call the bullpen. Need a new pitcher. Steve says, sounds like an Adam Young side project. I agree with that. It did. It reminded me of Al City for some reason, like the programming or something, the way he's saying. Sean says, I thought this one was going to be a miss, but hot diggity dog, that bass. Small dig. Alicia digs it. Patty says she feels like she has puffy sleeves and she's at a Napoleon Dynamite dance.
Okay.
Barry.
Barry.
Oh, man. Let's continue.
Yeah, let's. You know, it is April Fool's Day. I don't know if you guys knew that or not. April 1st. And Russia Fools decided they were just going to call it Fool's Day.
Ah!
And they are crazy excited. They got a new label. They got a new record, Carry Us Now. It releases June 3rd. Mm-hmm. And so today, being April Fool's Day, they said, let's just go with Fool's Day. They got a brand new track they're really excited about. And so we thought we would share it with you here because, doshgone it, we're so excited for it, too.
Heck yes.
The song is called Held in Your Arms. It's Russia Fools. Dig it, bury it, facebook.com/mystaticradio. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Every day!
Static. Russia Fools.
Held in your hands.
Arms.
With all my own. Patty says, predictable lyrics. I'm not sure about this song. Maybe on Sundays? Prelude?
Hmm.
Prelude? Corey says, it's cool. I would dig it if it was on a Sunday playlist. TJ says, circa 1996 praise and worship. 8 years old was a good year for me. I could kiss you guys.
Well, all right.
That's fine.
You know, a lot of people are saying, stay this way, guys. Stay this way.
Stay.
Well, we got good news. We're up next on New Music Tuesday.
Yeah.
Jason Castro has a brand new song called Stay This Way.
Oh, man.
For everybody who's feeling like this is the best New Music Tuesday you've ever heard, hey, this is for you. Jason Castro, the song is Stay This Way. Dig it, bury it, facebook.com/mystaticradio. Team Awesome Morning Party.
Stay This Way.
Static. Stay This Way
by Jason Castro.
This is Team Awesome Morning Party.
Good
Welcome.
Good morning.
Happy Tuesday, everybody.
Happy Tuesday soon.
Hope you're enjoying it.
We're going to be talking about recipes.
Oh.
Doug's brought a fantastic recipe into the studio. He made a beautifully fresh quinoa salad.
Yeah, hey.
Avocado.
This is beautiful. Tell us what you think about this music.
Oh, man. Bill Peterson says, I just put on my Snuggie. I'm at work and I'm wearing a Snuggie. Thanks, guys. You're welcome, Bill. That's the gift that keeps on giving.
That's right.
TJ says, this is absolutely incredible. Can you play some Francesca Battistelli next? Maybe the new Jesus Culture single? Oh, what about Chris Tomlin? My heart overfloweth. TJ.
Dang it, I wasn't prepared with any of that,
I know.
Teach.
Thebe says, whoa. Started out sounding a bit Cars-ish and was going to bury that heathen sound, but now I hear the lyrics and dancey beat. Gosh, I hate, love to say it, but all my donation money is going to purchasing new music today. Well, I mean, you got to do what you got to do. Patty says, does he still have the dreads? Because those are cool, but not this song. It reminded me of John Waite. Yeah. Missing you.
Since you've been gone away, I'm missing you at all.
Missing you. No matter.
Yes.
What my friends say.
That was good, man.
Thanks.
Hey, tag team.
There's a message on the wire.
Oh, man. We better change it up a little bit
so
that, you know, we don't want people to think that we're all just one type of music on static radio.
Yeah.
We definitely mix it up. Yesterday, I met a new dude, Luke, from the tire shop that I was at, and he said he would tune in today. I don't want him to think
nice.
That, you know.
Yeah, and my buddy, my boy, Nick.
Yeah.
Who helped me split my hands open, getting strong.
Yeah.
He put a tag on Facebook saying, hey, everybody listen to Matt Lott. He's a dork.
Yeah.
Kind of funny, but a dork.
Yeah,
I agree.
Yeah, yeah.
So shout out to anybody if you're listening.
Yeah, speaking of shout-outs,
we wanted to make the best impression.
We got a new jam in from this band. They gave us a shout. Seventh Time Down.
Mm, spelled with a seven.
Yeah. Seventh.
I can't even spell it.
Seven-E-V.
Yeah.
Seven-Evan.
When I see their happy faces, smiling back at me.
The band is Seven-Evanth Time Down.
Mm.
The song is Wait For You. And we know you've been waiting a long time to hear this music.
Yeah, well, you have.
Today's your day. Dig it, bury it, facebook.com/mystaticradio. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static.
That was cool.
Yeah. Do it was like can. The brr. It was like the riff.
Try it.
Okay. Seventh time down. Wait for you. Dig it or bury it. Facebook.com/mystaticradio. We'll wait for you to post your thoughts to our Facebook page. I feel like it's a hit.
I feel inspired, and I want to start a rock band, an Evanescence cover band called Sevenescence.
Yes.
And we're gonna Christian all those songs.
Yeah.
We're going to Christian them.
Yeah.
Christen them by Christianing them.
I wrote a song.
What'd it say?
It's called Brodograph.
Brodograph.
Yeah, check it out.
Let me hear it.
Look at this Brodograph.
Okay, that's it. I guess it's about as far as I can get with Nickelback. Sorry.
Thank you.
Yeah, man.
I feel like we just got the...
I feel like people listening to this segment and loving this music just felt that...
Oh, they're going to hate us a little while.
Yeah.
Sean says, auto-dig rotation now.
Yes.
Carly says, nope. Tanya says, my husband says dig, I do too. TJ says, my hate mail has finally made an impression on you guys. Obviously, Linkin Park themed bands are what you've been missing. Glad you've seen the light. Ricky says, I like it. I can dig it. Theme says, dude.
Yeah.
Dude.
Yeah.
You guys are playing my heartstrings like a Stradivarius.
Wow.
That's a very nice guitar.
That is. That
love
is.
Love this. Or is it a violin? Rebecca says, dig it. Patty says, when are people going to learn how to spell? I am sick and tired of sucky band names. No thank you, Barry.
I got good news for you, Patty.
Let me hear it.
Good news is...
Give me good news.
Seventh time down did not spell it correctly.
They
but,
did not. But...
Our boy Joseph,
yep.
He knows how to spell seventh.
He does.
In fact, he put it first on his band name.
And it's been there for 20 years.
Seventh Day Slumber.
Oh, man.
They got a new track. It's called We Are the Broken.
Oh,
you know?
Let's do it.
It's true.
We are. I feel broke right now.
Yeah. Well, I am because I spent $450 on tires
Wait,
yesterday.
Is it We Are the Broke or We Are the Broken?
The Broken.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Maybe it was about the tires.
Maybe so. Maybe it's how you felt after you had to buy the tires.
Yep. So tell us what you think. Dig it, bury it, facebook.com/mystaticradio. This one's going out to Patty, who likes bands who can spell their name correctly.
Amen.
Seventh Day Slumber, no numerical in things in it.
Woo-ha, woo-ha!
That's right. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now!
Static. Slumber. We are the broken. Dig it or bury it. Facebook.com/mystaticradio. What are the people saying?
They're saying
Sunday.
You are so lucky it's April 1st, Static, because this is terrible. This music wasn't cool 10 years
ago. Hey, Corey.
Hey, 10
Corey.
Years ago,
whoa.
How old were you,
10
Corey?
10 years ago, this was cool.
This was the coolest.
Yeah.
Still is, bro.
Yeah.
Carly says, why? Patty says, my ears feel broken. I can't even think in my brain. She can't spell. Brian says, April Fools. Tanya says, as much as we like Seventh Day Slumber and would love to hear this song regularly, my hubby is officially calling you
guys out.
Hey.
We haven't even gotten to the next track
yet.
Yeah,
come on.
Gosh, you got to give us two more songs.
Oh, man. Thebes says, let the world know. Thebes is no longer claiming SDS is his guilty pleasure. Oh. He's claiming them as his all-time favorite band.
Yeah.
And he doesn't care who knows it. I don't care who knows it!
I feel bad for you, Thebes, because you didn't know the next artist yet, so it's okay. You claimed it a little too early, because let's be honest, Mac Powell is probably one of the nicest human beings on the planet.
Everybody knows the Lord's number is 773rd day.
Yeah.
Because we got seventh time down, seventh day slumber, third day.
And truly, that Mac Powell's one of the nicest humans ever.
He really is a nice guy.
Yeah, he's really,
joking aside,
really rad.
He's a very nice
dude.
Wait,
why joking? What do you mean?
He's a nice dude.
Yeah, it's New Music Tuesday.
Being sarcastic.
The song is called Kicking and Screaming, and I'm sure a lot of you are kicking and screaming getting through New Music Tuesday.
Why?
There's a method to the madness. You'll find out in about 6 minutes.
We don't know.
It's not April Fool's. I mean, it is, but I'll tell you the truth. There's a reason behind this.
This is serial.
Yeah, it is. Third day, kicking and screaming. Dig it or bury it. Facebook.com/mystaticradio. Tell us what you think. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Man, bear, pig.
Third day, kicking and screaming. Dig it or bury it, facebook.com/mystaticradio. Tell us what you think.
Hey, everybody, what you think about it? Let's read your comments now on Facebook. TJ says, the method to this madness is a warning to all those who don't financially support Static in the upcoming Share-a-thon.
Wow, Tej, way to blow it.
Otherwise, this is what we will be subjugated to when Static goes away. And that, sir, is correct.
Boom. I got to give him the clap for that one.
Oh.
TJ just gave me the clap.
That's right, everybody. We promise you, as long as we get the freedom that we have now to add good music.
No, we got to play the last song,
man. We're
going
to. We're going to.
But here's the truth. Other stations have investors.
Yeah.
They invest in the station and pour a lot of money into said stations, other nonprofit stations, to where they still do share-a-thons, but it's not as important because they have investors who come in and say, hey, this is the method, this is the model, and as long as you do that, you're going to be successful, and they make tons of money. Mm-hmm. Lots and lots of money. Static Radio, we are independent. We don't have investors, per se. Our investors are you. Listeners
like you.
Who come alongside us month in and month out. And the cool thing is a lot of the people commenting on New Music Tuesday this morning are monthly contributors to Static Radio, which is really rad. Because it means a lot knowing that we don't have to play what is service to us, if you will. All the songs you've heard this morning for New Music Tuesday are real songs that we have been serviced over the course of the last month.
Yeah.
This is the hit. This is going to fit this perfectly with Static Radio.
And the funny thing is, as much as we don't like the music, you know, the dudes, I've met a lot of these guys in these bands. Steve-O has too.
Absolutely.
And Don's toured with a few of them. Seriously, but
no, I know.
Like these guys, they're nice dudes. They're doing, you know, what they feel like they need to do. But these songs, a lot of these have gone number one.
Yeah.
And, you know, this station is different because we don't play all the songs, like Steve-O said, that we just get serviced. And if we did, this is what we would be hearing.
This
did you
I
notice
promise, yeah.
how most of the songs sounded a lot alike? A lot alike. And we really strive on this station. And we don't always get it right. I know that. You know, you can't always be 10 for 10. But we strive to have variety, real variety, an underground feel on this station.
Yeah.
Not to mention that we try to encourage people to not just take it because it's service to you and it says Christian on it.
Yeah.
You know, we play songs that are from bands that are not Christians at all. But the lyrics, you can, if you think about them and you apply them, you can take something away from it.
And we pour that out on our Culture Shock section at mystaticradio.com because the purpose is, man, Acts 17, Paul at the Areopagus talking, saying, hey, as some of your pagan poets have said, in him we live, move, and have our being. That was talking about Epimenides, who is writing poetry to Zeus. Mm-hmm. In him we live, move, and have our being. Cutlass wrote a worship song about that.
Yeah.
Well, at least they played a worship song about that, actually.
Good point.
Somebody
wrote a worship
song. Somebody wrote a worship song about that.
But the thing about it is, our world has changed drastically in the 30 years that I've been here.
Yeah.
The 35 that you've been here. No, I'm kidding. But the world has changed so much, especially in the past 20 years.
Yeah.
You know, we can't just, like Christians can't just live their lives with their heads in the sand anymore. Yeah. We have to get out there. We have to find ways. Because we are confronted every day with more and more reasons not to believe in the truth.
Yeah.
Every day. And you have to figure out a way to engage that. And so we can't just break off and form our own little bubbles anymore. We have to find ways to take what we're given, process it through a Christian worldview, and then just like it says, test the spirits in the Bible, sift it as wheat and chaff, and what falls out, you know, the truth will come out because the truth is the truth no matter what anybody says, and the truth will set you free. So that's what kind of the purpose is we're trying to do here at the station, just trying to encourage people to think a little bit more and to even appreciate art.
Yeah.
For a long time, the church has kind of balked at art when the idea of art is like, I don't know. But we just have to start over in a lot of ways.
Yeah. So we're trying to do something different. If you love Static Radio, our next spring share-a-thon, it's coming up April 30th, May 1st, and May 2nd. You can actually jump on board right now at mystaticradio.com. Every single dollar raised between now and the end of the month will apply towards our goal. And we need your help. If you love Static Radio, if you love what we're doing, please check out the details, mystaticradio.com. Consider becoming a monthly contributor so that we don't have to sound like that.
Here's the deal. Here's the deal.
Yeah.
We learned this morning.
Yeah.
We learned this morning that people that drink, and this is real. This is not April Fool's.
No.
This study came out last week, so you know it's real. People that drink up to two or more Diet Cokes a day.
Yeah.
Have an increased risk of cardiovascular disease and death by a cardiovascular event, such as a heart attack.
Within the next decade, 50%
of an increase within the next decade of your life, okay? 50%. You can go get a Diet Coke for about $1.50 out of the machine.
Yeah.
What if you decided not to do that, and then, like, you had so many dollars set aside a month, and you came along and you helped us do something?
Yeah, $30 a month to become a Klingon. You can be a monthly contributor. Yeah. It helps us out.
You can do a one-time donation.
It's pretty amazing.
And you get the benefit of not having a heart attack because of Diet Cokes within the next 10 years of your life.
Or because of the music that's being played.
Yeah, because that too. And with that, we want to give you our final song of the day.
Yeah, we have to take care of the translator cities. We want to give shout-outs to them. So coming up in about 2 minutes, our final New Music Tuesday submission of the day.
You're going
to
love it.
The piece de resistance.
De resistance.
It was service to us this week, and we couldn't be happier to premiere a brand new track. So that's on the way back. It's got that new used car smell.
Oh yeah, you're gonna love it.
Yeah, it's Team Austin Morning Party
now.
Static.
It's the time.
Time for
New Music Tuesday.
You need to listen to this.
All right,
this is it.
You've been patiently waiting. Sorry if we bummed out a bunch of people who have chimed in saying, "Finally, Skillet."
We've had some people.
Woo, third day.
Actually enjoying this, but. Don't forget, people, there you have stations waiting on you.
Options upon options upon options.
And it's in your hands.
Yeah.
It's all in your hands.
Well, here's the crazy thing. As we talk about songs that are sent to us, you know, week in and week out, we get songs submitted to us. This song was submitted to us how long ago?
This song was submitted in the fall, and we actually played it before. We played part of it, and it was like,
rejected. And then it got resent to us like...
It got sent again.
Hey, guys, we tweaked the intro.
Redo?
You guys should really check it out.
Yeah.
This is for your station. And there are people, I mean, that's their job, is to basically sell you the single and say, look, man, this is going to fit perfectly into rotation. This is what you need. And you sadly have to deal with them. I don't have to anymore.
Yeah, thank you.
So thankful.
Thank you for that responsibility.
Yeah, no problems, man. No problems.
It's funny going from being in a band, praying that the radio guy is doing his thing, to not being in a band, being at the radio station, praying that the radio guy will not do his thing.
But he did his thing this time and said, bro, different intro. I'm telling you, it's a hit.
This is the one.
We want to know your honest opinion. Tell us what you think, because then we can take it back to him and go, well, here's what happened.
No.
It is New Music Tuesday, our final New Music Tuesday submission.
This is a gift.
This is, yes. It is by a man who has defied age. It is by a man.
A man who wanted to take us higher.
Who changed the face of the music industry because through him, such artists as Nickelback were created. Oh. The sounds of 12 Stones.
Puddle of Mud.
Puddle of... Because of one man's dream and desire.
Oh.
To sound like he was constantly pooping while singing.
And his radio guy sent us this song asking us to greet it with arms wide open.
And we are.
We are, because we don't want to be 6 feet under, and I'm thinking.
Mm-mm.
We don't want to be it.
Yeah.
What if, man?
What if I?
What if I? What's the next line?
I don't remember.
Okay, let's play it. It's Scott Stapp.
Yeah.
Proof of life.
Absolutely. There ain't no other proof of life.
There
this.
Ain't none. Let's do it.
It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static. Can I be honest?
Please.
I don't know if you want me to be honest.
Just be honest.
I'm going to lose all my credibility.
Just lose it, man. Let it go.
I don't want to let it go.
Let it go. Do it. Let it go. Say it.
What if I told you?
Oh, gosh. Why is this in the system?
What if I told you at one time, Teo, I listened to Creed?
Everybody liked that first record. And when Higher came out, it was a good song.
Totally. Wasn't that the second record?
Yes. That was Human Clay.
And then, look. Then they continued writing hits, and they weren't slowing down. My sacrifice to you today, sir. I enjoyed that song.
Guys, we were wrong. The album is called Proof of Life. They sent us that last fall, not that track. So that actually was a different track.
That was a different track than you heard the last time that we were playing.
But it did sound exactly like the other track.
Well, that's because it's Creed, man.
Well, no, Scott Stapp.
My bad.
Calm down.
Yeah, because if Axl Rose put something out, people wouldn't just call it Guns N' Roses. I mean, come on. Is it sad that after listening to an hour of what we listened to, I didn't think Proof of Life was that terrible comparatively?
When dreaming on, died to another world.
Doug!
Time and time.
Doug, you love Creed! You love Creed so much!
You know every word to this song, Doug.
Doug, why are you
crying? He's singing along.
He is crying.
It's like when Ice Ice Baby comes on and you just know every word and you don't want to admit that you know every word.
Collaborate and listen.
Ice is back with a brand new invention.
Something.
Grabs a hold of Steve tightly.
Stop putting your name in the song.
I can't!
I can't do that with Mateo. I can't do that.
When I'm Mateo.
Nope, this doesn't work.
So Mateo.
Nope.
Let's make my Mateo.
Nope.
Come and listen to you.
It doesn't work.
Wait, I got it.
Let's ask Mateo. Can you say Mateo?
No, it's can you take Steve higher?
To a place with Mateo Street.
No, nope. Doesn't work. Watch.
That way.
Can you take Steve higher?
No!
It works.
Wait.
To a place, Mateo and Steve.
Yeah,
that works.
It only worked because you put my name in it. My name works for everything.
No, man, that's cool, man. When you put your own name in the songs, it helps you get by.
Oh, thankfully that is it.
Oh, New Music Tuesday. Hey, guys, none of those songs are going to be added to rotation.
We apologize to those that were actually excited.
Yeah, and I want to say that you guys, you did really well.
Yeah.
Our faithfuls figured it out immediately.
Yep.
And we're appreciative of that.
It wasn't necessarily an April Fool's. It was more of a, hey, man, we've got this. And today kicks off the month of our Static Radio fundraiser. It culminates with a three-day share-a-thon. At the end of the month, April 30th, May 1st and 2nd is our big three-day share-a-thon. However, we are collecting it starting now. And every dollar we raise now goes towards our goal. So,
yeah,
we're looking for monthly contributors. We're a listener-supported station. We are definitely different and independent. We don't play everything Nashville sends us. And for those that were listening to New Music Tuesday, about nine-tenths of you say, thank you.
Thank you.
We say, you're welcome.
Now,
that's how we do.
That's not to say that there's not a fan base for that type of music.
No, that's why there's 17 other radio stations that play those songs.
And if you want a Christian variety of it, there are 17 of those as well.
Absolutely.
So just go for it, friends.
Yeah.
Because that is using your brain. Because you are sifting through things and
Boom!
You're figuring it out. So either way, you're doing what this station is encouraging you to do.
That's right. Hey, we got to take a quick peek at traffic. It is 9:15.
No!
I know, and sadly, we have to play that punked music again.
Thanks, Celeste.
Yeah.
This one goes out to you.
Happy April Fool's Day, Team Awesome Morning Party. You got owned. Love Afternoons with Celeste. And now, listeners, here's your traffic report. In slow motion sound.
Hatred. I hate that she did this to us.
It is painfully good.
I don't have the real traffic bumper, so I have to play that.
It's gone. It's gone.
What's traffic doing?
Nothing right now. Construction I-25 in Paseo. And then right over here, I believe this is where Paseo meets Coors. Yes.
Okay.
It's a little bit of a slowdown if you're going eastbound. But that's about it. You're doing a good job, Albuquerque. You're doing way better than we are this morning with this traffic bumper. Thanks, Celeste.
Yeah. Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast on the Calvary campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669. Giant applause goes out to our afternoon girl, Celeste. She did good. And speaking of April Fools, coming up, we're going to talk about something that is a trend, if you will, in the Christian community on April Fool's Day. Atheist's Day.
Huh.
What does it mean? It's on the way on Team Awesome Morning Party.
Right now.
Static.
Maybe you'll see me on the evening news. Maybe you'll see me with the bag over my head.
Good morning.
Good morning to you there.
Okay, up and at them.
Team Awesome Morning Party.
Stay away from them.
Static Radio.
Good morning.
Good morning, everybody. Happy April Fool's Day.
That's right.
We fooled you. You thought you were tuning into a good radio station.
Boom!
Gotcha. We'll get you every day.
It is Tuesday. Be careful with the news today.
Yeah, for
websites.
Real.
Websites.
Every single thing that's going on. Doug's been giving us stories about like things that have been going on. Chick-fil-A posted a story. They're dipping sauces. They put a picture of three lollipops, and it was Polynesian Chick-fil-A sauce and like buffalo sauce or something like that. And they were like, our sauces are now available in lollipop form. A few years ago, they did. Do you remember when they did it was like the first thing that they had done for April Fool's, and they released, it was like the new Chick-fil-A steak burger. Do you remember that? It was hilarious.
Wow.
And whether or not you like Chick-fil-A, that was funny.
Yeah.
Let's see, what else? Google has transformed into where now you can find Pokemon.
On Google Maps, yeah.
Yeah, so if you grew up with Pokemon.
Gotta catch them all.
You got to, and you gotta go to Google to do it.
Yeah.
You gotta Google them Pokemon, you wanna do it.
Now, it is April 1st, so you gotta be careful with the news. Be careful with what you're reading. I'm sure a lot of it's gonna be fake today.
Probably.
Sadly, this is not fake. We found a story.
Yeah, a friend of mine posted this on Facebook the other day.
And allegedly, with April Fool's Day, there's been a rash of people in the Christian culture, Christian community, who have decided to reclassify April Fool's Day as Atheist's Day. Get it?
Get it, everybody.
Because if you don't believe in God, you're a fool.
And they're taking a verse. There is a verse that says something along those lines. We're posting an article. This is my Facebook. Why am I doing this?
Yeah, we're going to post an article. My Static Radio. Or Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. I apologize.
Yeah, the title is God's Not Dead, But This Trope Is.
Yeah.
Tell the people
it's an interesting article. And it talks about this film that just came out, which I haven't seen yet, but I've actually heard along the lines of Christian film. This one's up there as like, hey, production,
like a step
acting,
forward.
Quality. A trope is the use of figurative language via word, phrase, or even an image for artistic effect as using a...
Thanks, man.
Yeah.
Just wanted to make sure you guys knew that.
It's figurative language in literature. It's figurative.
I wanted to make sure you knew what was up.
The God's Not Dead story.
Yeah.
Apparently it's been going around for years. Like you had a different version in Mississippi.
Yeah, okay. Now, the story goes, and maybe you've heard it.
Yeah.
There is a college professor, and this college professor he just dumps on Christianity every semester. And his goal is to make sure that every student, pretty much by the end of the semester, is no longer a believer. And the way that I heard it is that he would take a piece of chalk and he would say, if God's real, if God's not dead, if you will, let him stop this piece of chalk from hitting the floor. And he would drop the piece of chalk.
Right.
Well, and then there was this one kid that stood up to the professor and the gist of it was, how can you, you know, they like gotten like a thing about it. And the professor finally confesses to hating God because of things that have happened in his life. And then the kid's like, how can you hate something you don't believe in? And I believe that part is in the God's Not Dead movie.
Yeah.
But this is an old story. Like, I heard this when I was a kid.
Yeah.
From the pulpit. And, you know, then the pastor's like, or not the pastor, the professor's like, blah, 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 blah. And he says, if God's real, then let him stop this piece of chalk from hitting the floor. So the guy goes to drop the chalk, and he fumbles, and it rolls down his arm, and it gets caught on his leg and down his leg and off of his... And I think it's stop it from breaking on the floor because every time he dropped the chalk, it would break in half.
Yeah.
And so then the chalk goes whoo and just rolls on the floor and doesn't break. Shock and awe. Professor runs out screaming. Student leads everybody in the room to a saving knowledge of Christ. That's how the thing goes.
Yeah.
So
this isn't, and if you do research on that story, because the
Snopes
the,
it.
Yeah, Snopes it, or just do anything.
Yeah,
you
any
know,
kind of research.
If you don't agree with Snopes, or I don't understand why, but the thing would be, you go, you look for the origins of this story,
yeah,
and it actually goes back a long time, and in the version that I heard, and in certain versions, it says what university, and gives the last name of the professor, and you go to that university, and you look back through the employment list, not there.
Right.
So, we're not sure where this story comes from. They're not sure if it's based on fact.
Right.
Which kind of, you're wondering, okay, well, then why are they saying it from pulpits? But that's a whole, you know, that's not even for
it's
today.
It's an illustration.
Yeah, it's an illustration. People do illustrations all the time.
It's a trope. It's a figurative
exactly.
form of speech.
Well, and the trope about the thing is that this article points out, which I'm going to post, it says that a lot of times as Christians, we find ourselves, and in the spirit of April Fool's Day is National Atheist Day, we find ourselves being like, we want to be the ones that are calm and collected, and we are besting the fuming, violent atheist, and we're making them out to look like a fool, you know? So that's like the trope. It's the calm, cool, collected yeah. Christian who's got everything together, who is in this debate and is just standing, you know, with his chest up. And it's kind of like, no, but sir.
Yeah.
Ninthly, I'd like to point out this.
Right.
Meanwhile, the atheist is on the other side. How can you do this?
Right.
How can you do this? How can you stand in the face of science and the world and evidence?
Why
and blah, blah, blah?
He's like an angry British
I'm
dude from VeggieTales.
Because of my British accent. You know, so, yeah, that's kind of the thing. It's like, yeah, we just want, you know, when we get in those situations, we want to be ready and blah, blah, blah. But the point of that is, and this article has a great summation of it. It's like, they're going to know us by our love,
yeah.
not by our arrogance.
Yeah.
Do you realize how arrogant it is to label April Fool's Day National Atheist Day?
Yeah, because, you know, we both have friends who do not believe
Absolutely.
In God.
Close
and
friends.
We've been able to have some great conversations with them about them. And I promise you, none of them started with like, well, you're just an idiot. Because we probably wouldn't be friends.
The problem with it is when you set those situations up, you know, and that's how we learn that we're supposed to defend the gospel, and we hear stories like that, either intentionally or unintentionally, we set each other up like that, especially when you're bringing kids up, you know, and those are the stories that are communicated, because yeah. what that did to me as a child is it put me on the defense, like, I gotta be ready, man. I gotta be ready, because when those people come at me, I gotta do this, and I have to, you know, be smarter than them. Well, what happens when your kid or you encounter someone who's not a believer and is just an honest, nice, genuine person who has authentic questions
yeah.
that they've wondered, and then you don't really know how to approach the situation because they're not coming at you, you know, making your defenses fly up.
Yeah.
They're just coming at you with questions, and then you're standing there and you're like, well, because honestly, when I was in college, the people that were fuming and that were mad and were angry, it wasn't my atheist philosophy professor. It wasn't him.
Right.
It was the
angry Christian.
The theology kid.
Yeah.
The one that had the theology studies major that whose face was turning red
right.
and was like getting so mad and shouting and then storming out of class.
Because God needed him to defend himself at that time. Like, God needed that kid to defend himself.
Man.
Here's the thing. Colossians chapter 4, we're given some great instructions when talking with outsiders, i.e. non-believers, i.e. atheists, agnostics, whoever you want to talk about. It says, walk in wisdom toward outsiders, making the best use of the time. Let your speech always be gracious, seasoned with salt, so that you may know how you ought to answer each person. Man, if we are walking in wisdom, if we are allowing our speech to be gracious, still telling the truth, you know, mm-hmm. seasoned with salt, it's got to have that flavor. You got to speak the truth, but you can speak the truth in love in a way that you're not calling them an idiot. I was taken aback, and I know you were too, when we saw this, that April Fool's Day, there was a few Christian groups saying, ah,
yeah.
National Atheist Day, you fool. You're an idiot.
I couldn't believe
it. And it really upset us both because you just closed the door on actually having an intelligent conversation with somebody who does not know the Lord, who, I mean, maybe they're hurt. You know,
yeah.
a lot of people who say, I'm an atheist, I don't believe in God, on the flip side, are very angry at this God they don't believe in.
A lot of times when you meet an unbeliever, if you really get to know that person, and here's the thing, it takes getting to know that person to get this side of the thing.
Yeah.
And I understand, we need to be, you know, you need to be prepared in and out of season,
mm-hmm.
Seasoned with salt, you know, so that we are showing the light of Christ to everyone we meet.
Amen.
But a lot of times, you know, people have deep
hurts.
Deep hurts.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to open up to you if I just met you and say,
you're calling
well,
me
here's
an
the
idiot.
Thing. Yeah. Here's the thing, man. Like a long time ago, this, and this happened in my church. And to be honest, that just greatly affected my view of God. Because if God is this way, then why are all of his people doing this? And why did that person do this to me? And a lot of people have those hurts. And you can't just go out in the world expecting, hey, I'm going to throw a track at you and it's going to fix your problems.
Right.
It's going to fix you. Because something that I've learned and that we all learn, people aren't like car engines. Now, go with me here, okay?
Okay. Okay.
Car engine breaks down. A tire goes flat on your way home.
Yep.
You look at the problem, you identify the problem, and you say, hey, there it is, right there. The tire is flat. So I need to get out my jack and my crowbar thing and take the hubcap off, make sure the parking brake's on. You know, you do all this, and then you put on a new tire, and it is fixed.
Yeah.
People are not car engines. They're not cars.
Yeah.
People are like gardens. And what happens with us is our life hits us from all different angles, from people.
Storm rolls
from
in.
From theology. It hits us from you know, anything. Life happens to you. And people are like gardens because you can't just be fixed. There's no quick fix with a person. You have to be weeded like a garden. And if you've ever done anything in gardening, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Especially back east, because springtime rolls around and you used so much weed killer over the winter. You did so much preparation and there they are springing up again.
Yeah.
And with a garden, you will weed that garden for the rest of your life. For as long as that garden is there, you will weed that garden. And people are the same way. I am the same way. You are the same way. We are all the same way. Things happen in our life, and it's not a quick, easy fix.
Right.
We have weeds inside of the garden of our heart.
Yeah.
There's a secret garden.
Oh, my gosh.
And you have to weed that garden, and it's a lifelong process. And by the grace of God, he's allowed us, given us the opportunity to participate in that.
Yeah.
But you can't do it by calling other people stupid or making them feel stupid. If somebody comes at me and they're like, hey, listen, man, listen, friend. I mean, we've seen it. You've seen the protesters. People protesting Switchfoot concerts, of all things. You have the Westboro Baptist Church who just lost their patriarch, you know, and you saw how they did it. I mean, that put a bad taste in everybody's mouth. And we can't be people, when we're supposed to be seasoned with grace, the grace that is extended to us every single day. You might not deal with the same thing that your friend's dealing with, but you deal with something.
Yeah.
And God has just as much patience and grace for you as he does for the other person. And so we posted this article. Go to our Facebook and check it out.
Yeah, absolutely. It's just a challenge this day. We want to challenge and encourage and remind you that on this April Fool's Day, there's a lot of jokes being said today. There's a lot of things that are funny. But calling another human being an idiot because they don't know God yet, because the veil hasn't been lifted for whatever reason, man.
We so many times,
it's so hard
I wonder
me.
If it's like a cultural thing, like a Western cultural thing, because we mobilize so quickly, like it's a military force. And I'm not saying there's not a time and a place for that, because there absolutely is. But we mobilize so quickly, and it's just... I mean, who's the fool in that situation? Is it the person trying to bash the one person over the head with love, of all things?
Right.
Or is it the person that you're bashing? Is that the fool? Or is it, you know, it's an interesting look.
Here's the good news. Those of us who belong to Jesus Christ, we have this great high priest. And I was reading this week in Hebrews. There are times where we struggle, where we're frustrated, and there are times where we do have those friends and we want to talk to them and we just want them to know the Lord. And maybe very earnestly and truly, we just have this deep desire to see them know the truth, and it can become frustrating. We have a great promise that says this: for we do not have a high priest who's unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but one who in every respect has been tempted as we are, yet without sin. Here's my favorite part. He says, let us then with confidence draw near to the throne of grace, that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in time of need. There are going to be times of need, whether you need, it's that word that you wish you had said to a friend, or it's that time where you just are feeling alienated or ostracized because of your faith, whatever that may be. We can approach the throne of grace. We can receive mercy. Mm-hmm. We can find that grace to help us in that time of need. Maybe it's a time of frustration where you want to speak to that friend. Man, approach God with it first and ask Him for that grace, so that you can in turn be gracious to the outsider. So that you can in turn be, man, loving and compassionate and understanding, because not everybody in the world knows God.
Well, yeah, and let's talk about Jesus too, and the way He treated. Now, we all know you can do like an elementary reading of the Gospels and see that the ones that Jesus was typically railing at were the most religious people.
Yeah.
And then when you talk about Paul, when he went to the
Areopagus?
Areopagus, sorry. He goes there.
Okay.
Now, and I know a friend of yours pointed this out to you, and we talked about it the other day. Paul goes there, and he meets all these people.
All these philosophers.
And, yeah. and in Greece, in the Greek and Roman time, the philosophers would go gather at a place, and they would discuss ideas. That's what they did all day. That's why people got so frustrated. Like, if you watch 300 or any of those movies, they're so frustrated with the diplomatic philosophers, because all they do is stand around and talk.
Yep.
Now Paul goes there and he encounters the statue to the unknown God, and then he goes to the Areopagus and he discusses things with the philosophers. How many people got converted?
Doesn't say any.
We don't know.
Yeah.
We don't know.
Yeah.
No idea. But now, what was his tactic? Did he go in like military style, and I've got like this chick track ready, and I've got a 4-point plan, not a 3-point plan. I got a 4th point. It's gonna blow your mind. No. He went in and he discussed things.
Yeah, we're called to reason
in a wise way. Yeah,
come, let's reason together, man. Let's work this out.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah,
pretty cool.
Yeah,
also,
absolutely.
Remember this too: when you start getting defensive and you get that mobilization feeling, there's a verse in the Bible that says, "Hey, calm down." This is Mateo paraphrase. Calm down. Vengeance is the Lord's.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, you don't have to get angry. You don't have to get upset.
There's a lot of things that we feel like we have to defend. We have to defend. We have to defend. And the Bible the whole time saying, hey, God's God.
Yeah.
He can defend himself.
Yeah.
Don't forget about that. And that allows us to approach people, meet people with grace.
Yeah, lovingly. We're not salesmen trying to seal a deal. We can just hang out with people, get to know them, cultivate a relationship, and have great, reasonable conversations with other human beings.
Get to know people.
Yeah. Well, that's it for us. We out.
We is out. April Fool's Day for us is over.
Yeah, I'm so done. I'm ready to be done with the jokes.
April Fool's, you're not. Jokes all day.
You got me. Well, if you missed any part of the show, you can download the podcast at mystaticradio.com/mornings.
Yes.
We did have some fun this morning.
We did.
We were pranked ourselves this morning.
We were.
By Celeste, our afternoon girl. Now I have to try and figure out how to load the correct traffic bumper.
I'm sure she's got it.
Ah!
Ugh. Special thanks to Doug for always helping us out, bringing us the fresh story. Oh.
I want to hear what happened this morning, because I was asleep.
Oh.
I was
pranking
sweet
us.
Dreams,
speak
cheap.
Of the devil, and she appears with red hair.
Hi!
Hi, Celeste.
Celeste, you genuinely got us.
This morning, we were preparing for traffic. I hit the traffic bumper. It started freaking out, and I immediately started freaking out.
He did.
Thinking,
he looked at me, and I was looking at him like,
we turned red. It was like, the sound card has gone out.
Oh,
everything is in fast forward. We don't know. And then your sweet little voice came on.
Mm-hmm.
The voice of an angel that we love. And I wanted to punch your voice
all
in the face.
Devious.
Punch, angel, punch!
So,
I wanted to watch you guys on webcam, but I couldn't remember when you did your first traffic report. And
7:15.
I really just wanted to sleep. So.
Yeah, the 15s and 45. Speaking of, it's 9:46, so hey, why not go out on some traffic?
Let's go out in style.
Let's do this.
Happy April Fool's Day, Team Awesome Morning Party. You got owned. Love Afternoons with Celeste. And now, listeners, here's your traffic report. In slow motion sound.
Hatred. If that's not a plug, I don't know what
Hatred.
Is. That's a fantastic plug.
Yeah, 2 to 6.
Well, right now in the Albuquerque area, things are fine. I know, and I'm not doing it because you pranked me.
Traffic. So last we hate you.
No, we don't.
I hate you too.
No. Hey, I hate you too. In Christian love. Yeah. We hate each other in Christian love. The I-25 in Paseo, look out for it. Everything else looks like it's going swimmingly. April Fool's Day, everyone.
Yes, and congratulations to Celeste. You owned us today.
You won.
We truly have nothing planned for you. We're like, man, it's comic day. We got to go get our books to review. We got all these things. We got to run some errands.
Cool. Hey, you know what, though? Later on in the lineup, as you guys can.
Our prank is we did all fake New Music Tuesday, so you got no encore.
You got nothing for the encore.
Oh, no! Yeah.
So good luck with that.
Prank!
I'll just play a prelude.
Play some of that Scott Stapp. So. That's it for us. If you missed any part of the morning show, download the podcast, mystaticradio.com. It is April 1st, which means our fundraiser is in full effect. It kicks off April 30th, May 1st, May 2nd. But every dollar donated between now and then will go towards our goal. So we need your help. Please get to our website, mystaticradio.com. You can get all the information there. Pray about it. Prepare for it. You've got a month to budget out how you are going to become a monthly contributor for $30 a month and help the station continue to be awesome and independent.
It's really a cool thing to know that you're part of.
Yeah.
You're on the team.
Yeah. And I wouldn't speak it if I wasn't part of it myself. I'm a Klingon.
There you go. Also, a great opportunity to get together and figure out how exactly you're going to help the station is prom, which is coming up.
That's right.
On the 11th.
April 11th. Details for all of that available at mystaticradio.com. Tickets, everything. Celeste, we'll see you at 2.
Woo!
Congratulations, you're the winner.
You win
I'm
April
so
Fool.
We concede.
Same awesome morning party.
Goodbye, everybody.
Static Radio.